in Chicagoland. I'm Paul Harris, filling in for Don Wade and Roma this morning. If you were listening yesterday morning to this show, you may have heard a campaign commercial for a guy who's running for Senate in the Republican primary coming up on February 2nd. You're going to be hearing a lot of campaign commercials now. The campaign season is officially underway. This commercial in particular turned a lot of heads when it aired yesterday, and we got a few calls about it as well. And we had to explain to everyone who called and some who complained about the ad that there's nothing we can do about it. Federal election law says that media outlets like WLS cannot discriminate against any politician who is a legally registered candidate for public office. We have to offer them commercial time at the lowest rate available. We also have to run their commercials with whatever they put into it. We cannot edit or censor the content at all, which explains how a commercial for this particular Republican senatorial candidate got onto the airwaves and will probably remain on the airwaves. It got the attention of the print media as well. Abdon Palish, a political reporter for the Chicago Sun-Times, wrote a piece about it, and he joins me now here on the Big 89 WLS. Good morning.
Morning, Paul. How are you doing?
I'm doing just fine. The commercial we're talking about is for a guy by the name of Andy Martin. And before we talk about what the commercial actually says, tell my audience who Andy Martin is.
Andy Martin is a candidate who's been running for decades for various offices in Illinois and Florida and Connecticut. When I was younger, I remember him running as Anthony Martin Trigona. He then changed his name to Andy Martin. He's never won an office, but he sends out a lot of emails, runs a website, refers to himself as an internet powerhouse, who is reported from Iraq. The Republican Party yesterday of Illinois sent out an email after that campaign ad aired, criticizing Andy Martin for the ad he put on and accusing him of often bizarre behavior.
Yeah. Let me read the quote that actually was sent out by Chairman Pat Brady of the Illinois Republican Party. Quote, the Illinois Republican Party disavows the statements made today by Mr. Andrew Martin in his statewide radio advertisements. His statements today are consistent with his history of bizarre behavior and oftentimes hate-filled speech, which has no place in the Illinois Republican Party. Mr. Martin will no longer be recognized as a legitimate Republican candidate by the Illinois Republican Party. What does that mean for a candidate who is running on a party ticket when the party says you're no longer going to be recognized as a legitimate candidate?
Well, the thing is, it's the voters of the Republican Party who get to choose the nominee. It's not the party officials, so they really don't have much choice. The head of the party can say, we don't recognize him as an official, as a member of the party. That'll be up to the Republican primary voters. Same way as the Democratic Party officials can't, they can designate, they can anoint someone as their preferred candidate. This is the candidate who is running with the endorsement of the Democratic Party hierarchy, but it's the voters themselves that are going to make the final decision.
All right, let me get to what he actually says in this statement, because it is an attack ad on Congressman Mark Kirk, who is far and away the leader in all the polls thus far, and Martin is running way behind Kirk. But here's what he says in the ad. Quote, Illinois Republican leader Jack Roser says there is a solid rumor that Kirk is a homosexual. Roser suggests that Kirk is part of a Republican Party homosexual club. Lake County, Illinois Republican leader Ray True says Kirk has surrounded himself with homosexuals. Mark Kirk should tell Republican voters the truth. Unquote. Yeah. Those are the words from Andy Martin's campaign ad. Is this unprecedented? I mean, Illinois politics and Chicago politics in particular have a reputation for getting down and dirty. But is there a precedent for something like this?
Yeah. You know, nothing comes to mind right now. That in every election cycle, you know, we say, wow, it's never gotten this bad, or wow, this ad really skirts the edge of good taste or of fair play. But, so there's certainly been some controversial campaign ads before, and this will be one more of them. He does carefully couch it. He never comes out and says, Mark Kirk is gay. He says, on this radio show, some Republican activists said that they've heard rumors that he is. I think Mark Kirk ought to tell the truth. So he's probably safe in that regard, and that he's just saying that, well, these people said that, and I think Kirk ought to tell the truth. But yeah, obviously we're here talking about it because this is unusual. You folks have a tough time knowing how to deal with it because, as you say, election and communications law require that you folks run these ads without editing them. So you have to put it up there.
Yeah, your employer, the Sun-Times, could say, no, we're never going to put that in an ad in the paper.
Right.
We don't have that option.
Right. And so we in the print media have the debate, okay, do we just ignore this? Do we cover it? Well, you know, it's being talked about on the radio. We probably ought to address it for our readers because they're going to wonder what's going on. So we did the story. And it's up to, you know, the Kirk campaign. Mark Kirk is, he's a U.S. Naval Intelligence Officer. He is deployed for the holidays. They haven't said where he's deployed, but he was not available to comment himself. But his campaign spokesman just said this is, you know, this kind of ad is degrading the political process. And it's false. So that's really all they say. And should they say any more? Who knows?
What about the people who Martin quotes in his ad, or says he heard such and such through so and so?
Well, he actually provides. Andy Martin sends out a lot of emails, often in the middle of the night. And one of his emails, he did include a link to the radio show where they did make these comments. You know, is a radio show that. On a conservative radio station where they had a couple of conservative actors talking about, yeah, they've all heard these rumors. I put in calls to these gentlemen yesterday. I didn't hear back from them. But you can listen on a link, and yeah, they did say these things. Now, one of the gentlemen said, you know, that he, on the Republican Party, when the Republican Party sent out an email saying that they, you know, disavow Andy Martin and they criticize the ad, they had a quote from one of these gentlemen sort of disavowing the remarks.
All right. Explain to me what the political fallout of this will be for both Martin and, in particular, for Congressman Kirk.
It's hard to know. I mean, Andy Martin the polls have always shown him sort of a non-issue. He's never gotten very many votes in any of the campaigns he's run for in any of the states he's run for them. Actually, in one campaign where I think it was a one-on-one race, he did get up to 34% of the vote, but... Andy Martin, the polls have never shown him getting very far in this race, so I don't know if he's going to fall much further than he is, or if it's going to boost him. Maybe, you know, does the Republican Party electorate care so much about this that they start paying attention to it? I don't know.
You know, I got to tell you, it is sad to me that Martin thinks that a candidate's sexuality matters to voters a decade into the 21st century, but it's even sadder to think that there are no doubt some voters for whom it does matter. I hope that doesn't work. I mean, I'm not supporting Mark Kirk. I'm not supporting any of these candidates, and I'm not endorsing anyone here. I just think that it's a sad day when someone's sexuality is being exploited like this at this time in our history. This is not 100 or 200 years ago. This is 2009, and we're going into 2010. Yeah, and you would have thought that we would have gotten past this.
There's been a lot of progress very fast for gay rights, for the whole issue of gay marriage, where we've got, I think, 5 or 6 states now where it's been legalized, but in states where it actually goes to a referendum where the voters vote on it, it tends to lose. It's usually where the courts have approved it, there's been one or two states where the voters have approved it, but in some of the states where the courts have actually legalized gay marriage, then you put it to the voters, and the voters say no, they're not quite ready for it yet. So there's progress, but. The electorate isn't quite ready for the revolution yet in a lot of the states where it's been put to the voters. So,
all right, one last political question for you, Abdin.
Yes.
If this doesn't vault Andy Martin upward at all, let's say it does take Mark Kirk down a couple of ticks. Mm-hmm. Who benefits from that in the Republican primary? Who's the competition who could sneak up a little bit here?
You know, the only one of the five opponents that Mark Kirk has in the Republican primary, Patrick Hughes, who's a businessman from the West Suburbs. He put out a press release yesterday criticizing the ad, saying that he thinks that people will vote against Mark Kirk just based on his what he calls Kirk's liberal voting record. Kirk is more liberal than the average Republican, but he would certainly classify himself as a moderate. You know, he theoretically could benefit, but so far the polls have showed Kirk so far and ahead of the other five that it's not clear this will make any difference in the Republican primary. But a week is a long time in politics, and we've still got like 4 weeks to Election Day, so we'll see.
Yeah. I'm told, by the way, that the commercial is scheduled to run again later on this morning here on the Big 89 WLS, and a reminder that that commercial is not endorsed by the management or ownership of this radio station or the people who are doing this show or anybody else here at WLS. We don't endorse any of the commercials that you hear. But as I mentioned, according to federal law, there's nothing we can do about it. They buy the time. They get the time. They can use it any way they want. Abdin, thanks for your time this morning. I appreciate it.
All right, Paul. You have a good morning.
Abdin Palish, who's a political reporter for the Chicago Sun-Times, here on the Don, Wade, and Roma Show with Paul Harris on the Big 89 WLS.